Welcome to the Enlightened Misfits podcast, the space for entrepreneurs on a quest for unwavering certainty and purpose. I'm your host, Lauren, and each episode is a compass guiding you through authentic conversations, unraveling the mysteries of your human design chart, and offering tools from the remarkable guests. Join me as we embark on a journey to manifest greatness and create a life aligned with our deepest purpose. This is a space where misfits find their enlightenment. Welcome to the Enlightened Misfits Podcast. Welcome back to the Enlightened Misfits Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and in today's episode, I have Callie. She is a mindful and personal power coach. Welcome, Callie. I'm so happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Lauren. You're
welcome. So tell us a little bit about how the mindful and personal power coach journey kind of came. Like, where did you start? How did you, kind of start on your spiritual journey?
Right. I'm very happy to be here and to share this with you. So my journey began like 11 years ago when a heartbreak forced me to go deeper into myself and to realize that I don't know anything. And this was the pivotal point of my spiritual journey. In the moment that I felt this, I had this experience in my body, the felt experience that I don't know anything, opened my mind up to realizing that there are many different ways to go in life than the linear way that I was having back then. And this pain started my spiritual journey. This pain that I had was deep enough to make me realize that there is no way to go around it with my mind. There is no way to understand that pain. There is no way to solve that pain. And there is no way to fix it in any way. So I had to deeply surrender to it. And I've been to many other awakenings since that moment. That was the big starting point for me. And also the pain that I've experienced that time was also a remembrance of a pain that I used to experience in my early youth, for which I didn't have any kind of words or ability to express in any functional way. So it was this pain that I had when I was 19. It was a reminder. Then I could do something about it. Then I could move through it in different ways that I used to have in the past. And I had different awakenings throughout my time. And what I love about my journey the most is that it led me towards a gentle and compassionate approach towards this process of growth, which is an innate natural process. And By maturing on the path, I can proudly say now that I don't need the suffer to grow anymore, but I do it by choice and I do it by love. I do it as a gentle way of being. I understand the way of the body and I understand the way of the mind, and I use the functions that they have so I can bring expansion through peace, gracefulness, and gentleness.
Yeah, I love that. There's a lot of things that came up when I was listening to you, and especially a lot of listeners probably would also resonate with this when you said suffering or heartbreak. And I feel like collectively, all of us feel like we have to like have it figured out, or it's like we have to know like what's next, or the same thing with when you also said about gentleness and grace. Just for like the last couple weeks, even with myself, I forgot that I need to give myself more grace versus being so hard on myself. Same thing with my clients. And I really love that you were talking about that because it's just a reminder to myself, and I'm sure everybody listening, that we all don't know anything. It's just what we've been through, that experience. And I feel like that's really, really powerful. So thank you for saying that, because that was definitely a message. That was definitely a message for me about nobody really knows anything. We're just trying our best through, like, this, through all of our experiences. Now, when you said suffering, now can you kind of explain from your perspective, like, what suffering means?
I now understand as suffering a misunderstanding. Suffering is a misunderstanding of the usage of the body and of the mind. Collectively, we are not educated on how to use the body and how to use the mind. We don't know how to work with them, and we misuse, first of all, our biology and then our spirituality. This provokes suffering. Is an experience of overriding ourselves in a way or another. Is a misalignment, is a lack of coherence, which are not natural. The natural way of being is a peaceful, overexpanding being. And when we are not like that, we are in suffering. Many of the times, sadly, we are not even aware that we are suffering. And learning how to use the body and the mind, and when I say to use, I say to treat them. I say to take advantage of their functions. The body has certain functions, and the mind has certain functions, and they are our vehicle. We are the spirit incarnated, this meat. This incarnated in Latin is in the meat. Carne is meat. So it's literally a very material experience. And this is only one dimension of our being. And once we understand that we have multiple dimensions, we can get to receive support from multiple sources. And this is absolutely beautiful. So we simply do not know how to understand our nature yet, and this is why what creates suffering. This is my understanding now.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for that. And when you talk about, I like that you talk about when you said about, I call it a meat suit. Like, I'm like, I don't know why I chose this meat suit, but this is what I'm gonna accept, kind of thing. Because I've also dealt with a lot of people, like I've dealt with previous body shame. Like, I've always fluctuated my life, like my weight. And I realized the more that I body shamed myself, the bigger I got. And the more that I loved myself, the more like the, my body was just a normal size. It didn't hurt. It didn't, like, I wasn't carrying extra weight. I wasn't carrying around the pain that I was like putting on myself. And through a session this week, I realized that a lot of people body they think they can shame themselves out of healing, or shame themselves to get to where they're going. And if you would agree with this, it's more of you have to love yourself. You can't shame yourself through it, because it's just you're gonna pack on that weight. Most of the time it's women around their hips and their legs and their belly, because it's protecting. Your body's only gonna protect you, right? And I don't think that mindset shift on that, when I've actually learned that for myself, I stopped doing it, because all I was doing was doing my body a disservice. So I love that you had said that the mention is one thing. So I like that perspective on your body is just one dimension. So that could really help a lot of people that do have extra weight or do have this problem around their weight and stuff. Because if they look at it from a perspective of it's only one dimension, I feel like that would be really freeing for a lot of people. I know it
Yeah.
was for me anyway. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. This is so important, and so many people connect with your shared your experience as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's very beautiful, exactly that, to open our minds a little bit more beyond this physicality and to realize that there is so much more than meets the eye to this life. And the fact that we suffer in a way or another is information, is not a Penitence is not a curse, is an information. A disease is information, a pain is information. So we can, if we learn the right way to look at the body and the mind, we can gain wisdom. We can constantly grow in wisdom from this kind of experiences that we go through in life. And this is absolutely fantastic. I think this is the best way for each and every one of us to go, because we get to learn from our own experience, and we can also then support others who go through similar things.
I love that. Now, can you share what's coming to me is something about the heart. So can you share with us, the way I'm hearing, the way of the heart, what that means to you and how that influences your spiritual guidance with your clients?
Absolutely. I'm happy. I'm very happy you asked that, because this is one of the ways I work with my clients, is to connect with the heart in a 2 months container. Because in my own journey of understanding suffering, I came to understand that connecting with love will support me so much better than understanding suffering, because understanding suffering is still a cognitive experience, and this is not what it will actually support us. And in my own life journey, I've dealt with I had diversity of pain and diversity of suffering, and I had very abundant experience in this area. And the only thing that actually helped me was to have the right understanding of over the body and the mind, and to become open to the power of the heart, to become open to the dimension that exists inside of me and that is beyond what I think I know. And that dimension is a beautiful vortex of creation that allows me to feel God, very shortly, allows me to feel God. And this in itself is a healing experience. And what I do is I guide people towards meeting this place inside themselves. I create spaces for us to connect with this love that we are. We come from love. We are love. We go in love. And the more we realize that in ourselves, the less we will need to understand our suffering. And this is a win. We work towards remembering. We don't work towards solving. We simply repattern our ways to remember a bit more so that we can imbibe ourselves with the true nature that we are, instead of adding or instead of understanding. Many of the times we will never understand, so we have to be okay with that. We have to be okay with not understanding. Not everything is for the mind, and the way of the heart is definitely not for the mind.
Right. Yeah, there was a quote the other day that I heard that I don't know what it was, something that was channeled to me. It was something about when I was in a session, and it was something about, your heart always knows the way, but your mind needs the direction. And you literally so beautifully said exactly that quote, because oftentimes we feel like we have to have it figured out. We have to know it all, right? Like you said, but it's not a logical thing. If you are pulled to something, or your heart is, that's where you manifest from, is your heart. So if your heart is closed, you're manifesting everything that you don't want. Like subconsciously, you're probably not even aware that you're doing that. I know I wasn't when when I was going through my dark, a dark period of my life, and I realized, how about if I actually do the opposite? And then it like shifted, and it was like a light bulb went off. Like, oh my goodness, I've been doing this wrong my entire life.
This is
Yeah,
such
I
an
love that.
enlightening experience in itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you said earlier about your journey, like, maybe you didn't say these exact words, but like helping people overcome their challenges. Now, would this look like from like depression, anxiety, grief, and maybe even like health issues. How do you, like, what is your approach to helping others? Like, how do you, how does this inform, like, how does this inform them with your approach with helping others?
Right. So I in the first in my attention with when working with others is listening. This is the main tool that I use. I listen to the one that I have in front of me because this existence right here informs me best. But my structure, if there would be for me to call it like that, is body and mind education. So I basically bring Buddhist neuroscience into my approach that allows us to have a dissection over the body and the mind towards understanding the way we create our reality. The subconscious is translated on the body. Reading the body is simple. If we know how. And if we know how to read the body, we understand better the subconscious mind. And this is a big, big drive of our life. And we train the mind to be able to come in this state of listening. The mind is usually in its default state of being is to do and is to understand and is to solve, is to be quite linear. This is the nature of the mind. It exists in the past and it exists in the future. The body exists only in the present. The way through which I like to work best is to bring people into the now. And I do this with different tools. Depends on the human I have in front of me. I like to work with I work with body movement. Movement is key in my approach and understanding towards coming into the now. I work with transmissions, meditation, and mystic rituals, and we bring more and more power on the states of the mind that allow us to listen. And the more we understand the ways of the body, the easier it will be for us to know the way of nature. And embodying the way of nature, things simply align. So this is a journey. This is something that I like to take people with me. And actually, I have this program called The Way of Nature, in which I lead women only towards understanding our biology and our spirituality. I feel that spirituality today is quite masculine. It has a deep masculine approach. And not many speak about the biology of a woman and what an impact it has over our spiritual journey. And for me, it has been a great pivotal point, and it had a big impact to understand my own biology. And I also bring this into my work with my clients because it's deeply important for us to have a very resourceful spiritual path. We must go through our biology first. And not too many Buddhist monks speak about menstruation and cycles. And I wish they had. And I bring this biology in my spiritual containers because we cannot exclude. We are matter and energy. So we have to speak about all. So my approach is both scientific and spiritual.
I love that. And I have to say, out of all of the amazing people that I had on this podcast, I think you are the first person, because that's exactly what I do. So when you were talking about that, I was like, oh my goodness, she's definitely a soul sister. She's definitely somebody that, like, we do very similar things. Obviously, it's, different. We do different things. But when you said biology, because I've always loved science, and I always, this was the question. I think I published this in one of my the book that I had wrote, but I was always like, why? I was always the person to ask the whys of life. And I realized through my own human design, that was literally why I'm here. I'm supposed to ask the questions why. And then if I don't know the answer why, I got to figure out why. And it always came back down to science and biology and my body and just other people's bodies. And so when I tell my clients, and even if they didn't have, don't have their menstrual cycle, I still tell them to use it. Like if you did, like when, like for instance, if like, entrepreneurs, like this could be something that people can just listen to right now and say, oh, I'm going to try it. My content, everything I do, everything like revolves around like moon cycles and, astrology and my own biological clock, like my own biology of my body. So I love that you do the same thing because it's transformed my life. Like when I'm on my, if I'm on my period, my menstrual cycle, I'm not working hard. It's just not happening. Like I'm not going to have energy to. My body's tired. It's just not going to happen. And I think a lot of women, same thing if they're postmenopausal or, premenopausal, it still doesn't matter. You're still going to be tired around. Like I always tell people, just act like you do have it and just kind of go by those cycles, and because that's all it is. It's like cycles, patterns. It's always like, it's always the same thing. So, yeah, you're not going to catch me working on my period.
Wise woman.
I'll do very like light stuff, but I'm not working out. That just throws my body all off. Like I love doing yoga, flow, like very like somatic workouts, whatever it is, like I'll do that. But yeah, I some type of movement, but I'm not, bodybuilding and lifting weights and everything. I do go to the gym. I do go to the gym, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not doing that when I'm on my period. And it's funny, my
Right.
boyfriend doesn't understand until I kind of explained it to him. And I'm like, just watch me. Watch how I have a lot of energy right after my period. But when it comes time to moving up to my, menstrual cycle, I don't have energy. And it's like my body is doing things inside. That's why. Yeah. So,
I
yeah,
love
I'm
this.
yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, maybe that was too TMI and people are probably listening like, wow, what she did. But obviously that needed to be, I feel like that needed to be said. I feel like when you said about, the, natural flows and natural,
Yeah, and this is
cycles of
so,
the body.
it's organic. We should just simply be and
That's just, I mean, every woman understood it, even
reality.
if they don't have it anymore. They understood it. They know that, it's like you don't really have to understand being a woman if you are a woman, that kind of thing. Right. So, what inspired you to become a soul-led entrepreneur? And then, I'm sure you have an amazing community that you've built in the realm of the spiritual awakening.
So my drive was the healing power of love, and I experienced the healing power of love and compassion in my own journey, and this is the utmost medicine that I come in connection with, and this is expressed through so many different ways. It can be through just being under the sun, or music, or dancing, or this medicine of love. It can be transmitted through so many different ways, and one of my ways is writing and speaking. I love these ways of transmitting love, and I feel that we don't have enough loving containers in the world, or examples that can simply embody love, compassion, and peace. These are some qualities that I connect with very much, and I need them. I need to be surrounded by people who understand the importance of these values. And I want to create from here. The real change can happen only when I can be all-inclusive with all that I am. Only when I can love myself in all aspects of my own being. And when I am able to do that throughout my life, this is an ongoing journey, it will never stop. But if I have this kind of mindset as well, and body availability to welcome my deepest pain and to be with it and to love it no matter what, as I go through it and I understand its wisdom and I grow from there, I can create things that have more meaning. And I understand that this work is not for me, is not for us, but for the generation that comes. And this work, maybe we will not see its effects today, but if we connect with the meaning of the path that we walk on, we are safe. We are safe right now. And this work ripples for the future. And for us to create a future that we envision, we must bring more love into our lives. It's simple. It's very simple and so hard.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, us humans, we make things. I hear all the time, my spirit guides are always like, you're making so things so hard. I'm like, but it is hard. And then I'm thinking, well, no, it's not really that hard. We, our human, like our human brain, our ego makes things much harder than things that have to be.
Well, we live in a world that supports that. The
Right.
world that we live in today supports linearity, and life is not like that.
Right.
So it's a constant mind fuck to
Yeah.
live like that. It's a
Yeah.
constant like we bump into something very hard all the time. We try to live from the heart. It's very
Yes.
challenging. It's very challenging, and we need to bring compassion on the table as well,
Yes.
because we are doing our best.
Yes. Yeah. That is, I actually had a conversation with my boyfriend the other night that I had said to him that he said, talking about, he knows he's supposed to be in this lifetime to, learn compassion. I know mine was more about empathy. And I said to him, you do know it starts with yourself first, because if you can't give yourself compassion, if you're always hard on yourself and you can't love yourself, you can't do that for anybody else. I mean, if we avoid it, it's harder. It just makes it so much harder. And he, I feel like there was a light bulb that went off in his mind because he was like, you're right. I can give other people compassion, but when it comes to me, I'm like empty. Like I don't have any energy left. And I'm like, if you switch that, it will be so much easier. And then you'll be spreading that pure love, that pure compassion. And you don't need energy for that. It's just pure. It's just something that you are. It's not something that you have to, go buy or something. You're right. Like you don't have to, it's not something you need to understand. It just comes natural, but you have to practice, So with that being said, can you share some practical tips or practices that you have cultivated or just very quickly, that somebody that would like, peacefulness or truth in every day. Do you have a like a practical tip that you can share with the listeners or a practice?
Yeah, I would like actually to offer one for those moments in which we feel overwhelmed or triggered or not at ease with who we are at the moment. I would love to share this practice, this tool that is absolutely simple and very, very crucial. In those moments specifically, when things seem like very confusing, I want us to direct our focus into oxygenating the lower belly, to be in awareness of our lower belly and to bring oxygen over there, not the stomach, not the heart, but the lower belly, to have oxygen in the lower belly, so that because this massages the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor is our greatest mystery and beautiful, beautiful Pandora box and treasure in life. I would speak about it for 2 days, not today. And to oxygenate the lower belly gently massages the pelvic floor as well. And in that experience, things will happen. But when we feel this trigger, this pain, this intensity, bring your mind to the lower belly and oxygenate it through your breath. Massage the lower belly through the breath. And things will start to shift and to move into the body. And as things start to shift and to move into the body, sensations will happen, and we get the chance to experience maybe the same sensation of intensity in the whole body. We want to bring this pain and this intensity into the whole body. We do not want to contract it. And the full breath goes to the lower belly, and the full breath allows us to move things much, much more easier. So this can be very useful for when we feel in deep intensity over experiences in our lives. And for me, it helps me a lot because in the past, I used to have this tendency towards reacting. And whenever I have my mind in my lower belly, it's like I trained my mind in such a way that it's like a dog. The trigger, mind goes into the lower belly, period. That's it. That's it. I know this is the wisest and the safest thing to do, because whatever comes out from my reaction is not useful for me, for the other, for the universe. So my mind goes into the lower belly. It took me years to be able to do it. Like now I have no more reaction. I just have action, which is very, very beautiful. And when the mind goes there, you are able to breathe into that. As you breathe into that, you can then do whatever you choose to do, up to you. But you are empowered. You are empowered. And to create oxygen and space, more oxygen and space into the lower belly, is for us women, is the womb place, and is the seat of creation, is the seat of creation. So from there, we can then have a different quality, a different kind of action. Train the mind to go into the lower belly each time you feel intensely triggered by something.
Awesome. I was going to say, I'm definitely going to try that. And I know everybody listening will too, because I feel like that would really help me, especially when I am triggered. You know, I feel like sometimes I do react a little bit sometimes, like in certain situations. And I think that I know I'll be able to train my body to not do that. And then it would just be amazing forever. Like, it would be like, holy life, why didn't I do this sooner? You know? So thank you so much for that, because that's very, very helpful practice and tip that anybody can do. It could be a man, woman, whoever's listening to this, anybody can do that.
For
especially
sure.
especially women. So lastly, what do you hope people take away from, you know, their experience? If, of course, you know, I'll make sure all of the listeners and your links to connect with you are in the description box, but take away from experiencing a gentle awakening, as you call it. How do you envision contributing to humanity's awakening journey in the future?
Right. So for me, there is so much sweetness in connecting with the body. The body has different dimensions. And to reach depth, you must be gentle. There is no other way. There is no other way. We cannot force things simply.
Yeah.
The way of nature is so graceful, and it's so mind-bending that it's hard for most of us to embody it. And I want us to find the trust that comes from direct experience, and to know that whenever we don't understand, whenever we feel lost, whenever we feel hopeless, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's a portal towards finding a different way of being. And this is so valuable. And I would love us to bring awareness over awakening. Awakening is a natural experience in a human life. We awaken with physical growth, from a child, which is tiny, to an adult, which is a bit bigger. Like, we awaken physically, which is visible, and we also awaken spiritually, which is not visible, is invisible, creates visible actions, but the awakening is not a visible process, the spiritual awakening. And I would love us to bring more awareness into our lives in how much of a support this can be, and how much awakening can actually support us to welcoming ways of being that are not common for the world today. My hope for the future is that we will be able to freely speak about these things and to share multidimensional experiences and mystical experiences, if we want, in metro stations, because they will become so common. My vision is to make these experiences very popular so that we can find space for the way of nature.
I love
We
that.
must.
Yes. All right. So thank you so much for joining us on today's episode with Callie on the Enlightened Misfits podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe. You can leave a review and then share this episode with anybody that you feel that would gain knowledge from listening. Stay tuned for more captivating conversations in the future. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on another enlightening episode on the Enlightened Misfits podcast. If you resonate with this conversation and found it insightful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your feedback fuels our mission. Remember, your journey to unwavering certainty and purpose is ongoing. Stay connected with us on social media and let's continue this conversation. Let's manifest greatness in our lives. Until next time, this is Lauren from the Enlightened Misfits podcast. Stay enlightened, stay inspired, and keep manifesting your extraordinary path.